But let me also show you how Luther analyzes sacraments in terms of their sign structure, just like Augustine. I want to get used to this medieval notion of a sacrament and how Luther adopts it, especially in its Augustinian aspects. The sacrament itself is an external sign. So, for instance, you're baptized. That's a sacrament. The sign is the water or perhaps the action of dunking you in water or sprinkling water on you. That's the external or material sign. What's signified by that sign is an inner gift. For Luther, it's the gift of being born again in Christ, having a new life in Christ, being joined to the church and therefore to the body of Christ. And then there's a third element. And this, actually, Luther and Catholics and everyone agrees about this. There's the outward sign, there's the inner gift, and the third element is faith. Faith brings the outward sign and the inner gift together. In order for the outward sign to do any good at all, it has to be received in faith. Without faith, right, if you're sort of, particularly, imagine you're an adult getting baptized, and you don't believe in this stuff, right? You're just doing it for show. Well, then the baptism doesn't do you any good at all. It's just like being splashed with water. You have to receive the sign in faith for it to do you any good. But likewise, it's the same thing with the gospel, right? The gospel doesn't do you any good if you don't believe it, right? So God can say all sorts of wonderful things to you in the promise and the gospel of Christ, and if you don't believe it, it's like someone just whispering in your ear and you're deaf. So, one more point about sacrament. Two more points about sacrament. In addition to the outward sign, there's always a word, right? Conceptually, for Augustine, all words are signs. But in the sacrament, you can distinguish the sign, which is the material thing like water, and then the word, which also signifies things. And in the baptism, for instance, you've got the water, which is the external sign, and then you have this word such as, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Without that word, the sign doesn't mean anything. Right? If you splash somebody with water and don't say those words, it's not a baptism. The sacrament has essentially both word and sign in it. Right, you can dunk somebody, and if you don't say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you're just dunking them, you're not baptizing them. Likewise, you can give them bread and wine, and if you don't say this thing about, this is my body and this is my blood, well then, you're just giving them bread and wine. So, the power of the sacrament for Luther stems from the word, from the fact that this word is God's promise. Luther thinks that when a pastor or priest says, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he speaks for Christ. That's Christ saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's God's word. So when you're baptized, you are receiving God's word in that way. You're actually being named, right, by God's own word. Right? I baptize you, Philip, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You're normally named in your baptism, right? So that it's God in his own word calling you by name and saying, this is who you are. You belong to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The power of the sacrament is fundamentally the power of the external word, which goes with the sign. So it's not like, you know, you splash somebody with water and their life changes. You splash somebody with water and you say Christ's word, and then their life changes if they believe it. So likewise, you could quickly sketch this. In the Eucharist, the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, you've got the bread and wine, you've got the words, this is my body, this is my blood. And then you've got receiving in faith, and then you're spiritually fed. That's the inner gift. Or penance. Penance is a sacrament in the Catholic Church, and it remained basically a sacramental idea for Luther as well, though not for most other Protestants. Here again, Luther is more Catholic than most Protestants. In penance, you've got, well, you don't really have an external sign apart from the word. So the only external sign in the sacrament of penance is the word itself. The word of absolution, which parallels the word in baptism. Because what the priest is supposed to say at the end of your time in the confessional is, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So it's parallel to the baptismal formula. And what ends up happening is Luther thinks, he comes to the decision about 1518, I think, that this word of absolution is Christ's word. It is Christ saying, I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We don't hear Luther talking that way in 1516. We do hear him talking that way in 1518. I think that's the first time that Luther ever thinks of God's word as a kind word, as a good word. In 1516, God's word is always against us, an accusation. In 1518, when he's talking about the sacrament of penance, and he gets to talk about this word of absolution, He has to say, wait a minute, that's Christ's word. That's God himself saying my sins are forgiven. And I'm supposed to believe that. I'm supposed to receive it in faith like every other sacrament.